Good morning, a Thursday morning, and that means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
The issue of legalized cannabis and the need for, and was included in the legislation, to make sure that those who suffered under the draconian Rockefeller drug laws get their opportunity to reap the benefits of the new industry. Now to this story, how the Upstate New York Black Chamber is preparing for cannabis business opportunities. Tell us about this, Melissa.
Yeah, the Chamber is helping its members and entrepreneurs get into the multi-billion dollar cannabis industry by building a system of resources and programs that they can take advantage of. CEO Anthony Gatti said it will be critical to engage people in communities that have historically faced the worst consequences from the war on drugs and have been excluded from other states' legal marijuana industries. In New York, half of the adult-use cannabis licenses are supposed to be set aside for economic equity applicants. But Gatti said he's concerned that currently the public conversation is really only being led by white people. Gatti said there's been some hesitancy to discuss cannabis business opportunities in the Black community because of the societal and systemic inequities, as well as biases of marijuana being a gateway drug and leading to criminal activity. He says that's why it's critical to give people affected by the war on drugs a voice and the resources to succeed in the industry, including access to capital. Because the cannabis industry is highly regulated, there are a lot of barriers for small businesses to get involved. Gatti stressed that there will be other opportunities for growth in not just plant-touching roles, but in everything from marketing to legal services to accounting. He sees a lot of opportunities beyond retail and does not want anyone to lose out on the opportunities coming down.
Next up, Stewart Shops is expanding into central New York.
Right, Stewart's will acquire 8 stores known as Blue Ox Neighborhood Market and rebrand 6 of them to Stewart's under a deal announced this week. The stores will have gas pumps supplied by Blue Ox, which is based in Chenango County between Cortland and Oneonta, and the deal is expected to close in September. Stewart's, based in Malta, has 348 stores in New York and southern Vermont, and the company employs 5,000 people, and there are currently about 1,200 open positions. Blue Ox will continue under the name Blue Ox Energy Product and Services, and its president, Jared Bartle, said mid-sized convenience store chains are no longer competitive because they lack the buying power and vertical integration of the large chains. And when they were looking for a buyer, Bartle felt that Stewart's priorities most closely aligned with theirs, and he believes his employees will continue on with employment with Stewart's and have additional growth opportunities.
Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.